All right, let's talk about the Tokyo Olympics for a second. I want to what you think about this. We ask you about that. Will the postponed Tokyo Olympics really go on as scheduled? That's been a question that's been tossed around in the media. You just heard senior International Olympic Committee member Richard Pound spoke out in the media saying, barring Armageddon that we can't see or anticipate, these things are a go. The Olympics are a go, and you've heard some of the opposition for that. We want to get into that and some other things, too. Dr. George Champas is joining us. He's emergency medicine and sports medicine specialist over at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, also involved with our local marathon, which I got to ask you about that, too. But first, Dr. George, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Anna. How are you?
Pretty good. Aren't you going to the Olympics? Aren't you scheduled to go over there to Tokyo? Did I hear that right?
I am scheduled to go. Yep. As chief medical officer with U.S. soccer, our women's national team will be there. But I'm also working with FIFA to run one of the soccer venues in Sapporo in Japan. So looking very much forward to it.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, you've been to other Olympics, I assume, because I know you, right? You've been so involved in the sports world.
I've been to the London 2012 on behalf of the Chicago Marathon several years back. But so it's obviously, you know, the Olympics are a pinnacle of sport, so it's a culmination of a lot of athletes' hard work.
Mm-hmm, no doubt about that, and they're very much looking forward to being there. So I guess the issue of safety is the one that's been front and center. I know they've done polls of people in Japan. 60% of the folks don't want it there. And there has been some pushback from local kind of officials to say, don't hold it here. But what's your point of view on this as a medical professional, very involved in sports? Can you make it safe?
Well, I think it's, you know, I think we have to look at it from a few different angles. Obviously, the world has to be sensitive to what's going on across the globe with COVID. You know, here in Illinois and across the United States, we're at a better point than many other parts of the world. And so we have to be very sensitive to that. In the same sense, the country of Japan has to look at what risks they can mitigate, meaning, you know, what their risk assessment is. But we've also seen that sport over the last 12, 14 months has been able to, with good protocols, solid behaviors of participants and athletes, that you can have safe events and sports in a controlled environment.
And when you say controlled environment, is that a bubble like we saw with the NBA back in the day, or, I mean, in the early stages of the pandemic? What do you mean about that when you say that controlled environment?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a bubble which, you know, gives you the sense that it's impenetrable. I think that I like using the word controlled environment because you can control only so much. And I think the Olympics will be an example of that, you know, really designing a true bubble with athletes from all over the world coming with, you know, different, environments that they're bringing with. What you try to do is test them in advance of coming in, having really high frequency of testing and solid mitigation strategies and behaviors in and around COVID, mask wearing, you know, hand washing, good testing. But in the end, it comes down to the compliance of the athletes following those protocols.
And you've seen it. You know, we've seen the Super Bowl carried off with success. You've seen some of these large-scale events now. I wonder sometimes why so much pushback there when you hear from some of the local officials in particular are concerned and raising alarm about whether or not they should hold it. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that, I think it's in regards to your public and what's going on. If the hospitals are surging, you know, if they're getting higher numbers in the public, I think we had those same concerns, you know, here in the United States, you know, 9 to 12 months ago when we, you know, when the National Women's Soccer League returned, when the NBA returned, Major League Baseball. But we also have to look at numbers and facts and what we've seen. And just to give you some comparisons, when we would have positivity rates in Chicago or in Illinois of, let's say, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9%, across sport, when you put those protocols in place, your positivity rates can be, you know, as low as 0.5% or less than 1%. And, all the leagues across the United States have shown that. So you can substantially decrease positivity rates when you put all these things in place.
Yeah. What is your advice to athletes? I mean, what I feel like is that, you wait for that window. Olympics are every 4 years. Now they've been postponed 1 year. How difficult it's been on those athletes to meet that moment where they're up to the ultimate test and try to, you know, go for the gold and that whole thing. They've now postponed that a year. And I guess, do they still, the protocols in terms of, you mentioned some of them, do they still live in the Olympic Village? Are there things that you would say, advise to an athlete who was heading that way?
Well, those are really the questions that we're even waiting to hear from, you know, U.S. soccer perspective and waiting to hear from the IOC in Tokyo. But what the reality is, Anna, is that, you know, myself as a chief medical officer wants to take those anxieties off of our players, right? And so sure. make sure that we're putting in place what we need to do to make sure that they can concentrate on competing and on optimizing themselves. And for them, it's about the Olympics are a go. Several of our women's national team players, you know, are near towards the end of their career. This may be the last competition for them. So we want to make sure that they go in this in the right mindset. All those other things are out of their control. What's in their control is continuing to be diligent, concentrating on optimizing themselves, and we'll put all the protocols in place to make sure that they're safe.
How are they feeling as you're talking to some of the folks who are going to be competing over there?
I think really excited. I mean, this is, you know, they're coming off being, you know, World Cup champions, and they want to be able to, you know, follow that up with a gold medal. And I think that they've had a really good, you know, season in the league. We have some games coming up, you know, next week and send off series before they go to Japan. And so I think they're ready to go and excited about it.
Had they made the decision yet?
I can add one last thing.
Yeah,
Anna.
Go ahead.
The Olympics. You know, historically, you know, we can't lose sight of what the Olympics are. Even during war, the world seemed to stop so that the Olympic can take place. And I hope that this year, you know, after and with COVID, that, you know, the Olympics can be a beacon of hope for everyone around the globe, and including our athletes and including lay people in seeing our way out of this.
Yeah, I agree. I had the chance to go to the ones in Greece and cover them for NBC, and it just, oh gosh, it brings tears to your eyes, the things that they worked their whole lives for that moment, and I hope everything can be done safely, and it sounds like we're getting those assurances, and I'm going to be rooting on our teams like everybody else. I forgot to ask you, are they allowing people in the stands? Will that be allowed this time, people to attend the Olympics? Do you know?
Still waiting. Yeah, so thus far, I think they've said no fans from outside of Japan, and I think that we're awaiting some announcements with whether or not they're going to let the public from Japan in any of the stadiums. And so I think, you know, every day, you know, you hear different stories. Every day you're waiting to see new announcements, but that's essentially where we are right now.
All right, and Dr. Ciampas, you are the medical director of the marathon, the Chicago Marathon, for many years now. You've been involved with it, and I wonder what you know about where we are with a Chicago Marathon. Will we see one this year?
You know, we've talked about that a lot, Anna, together over the last, you know, 3 to 5 months. I think that, you know, the public are, you know, should be hearing something very, very, very soon. You know, looking at October 10th as the day that hopefully, you know, thousands are running across the streets of Chicago, and we're back to running, and our runners can enjoy the streets of Chicago. I think, you know, as I've said before, very, very optimistic, and hopefully we'll all hear something very soon.
Yeah, it gets more optimistic all the time, and I hope it's good news, and I hope it does happen. It'll be great to hear that. Come back and talk with us if you've got any time, Dr. George, when that does happen. We always appreciate your time, though, so thank you for that.
Sounds good, Anna. Take care.
You too, Dr. George Ciampas there. He is emergency medicine specialist and sports medicine specialist over at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Chief Medical Officer of U.S. Soccer, you heard him talk about that, and the medical director for the Chicago Marathon. So really, his finger's on the pulse of all things going on with sports and the way things are being adapted for COVID.